Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples were picking the heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands and eating them. Some Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Have you not read what David did when he and those who were with him were hungry? For he went into the house of God, took the bread of offering, which only the priest could lawfully eat, ate of it and shared it with his companions. And he said to them, 'The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Every Saturday of the year should be a very special day in which we honor Mary. Every Saturday. Every Saturday. If we don't have love for Mary, then we don't really have a great love for the Trinity. I've got to be honest with you. It's like if I were to invite my siblings, and there are many, 39 nephews and nieces and a huge crew of brothers and sisters, and my mother actually still living. She's in her 90s. If you were to greet all of us and you snubbed my mother, the Broome family would be against you. No way around it. No way. They're pretty well educated, but they would think, those people in California, they're pretty rude. They would. And I'm sure you wouldn't do that. Hopefully you would greet my mother. Okay? See, when you insult the mother, you insult the whole family. Right? So even more so with the Blessed Mother, because we have a lot of mothers here. But Mary and her maternity is a million times more important than yours. No offense, no? Okay, so this is even more so because it's the first Saturday of the month dedicated to Our Lady of Fatima. So I'm going to tell you a story that's going to make us feel uncomfortable, but I'm going to do it with a lot of love. So buckle your seatbelts, okay? Okay, if you ever want to read a classic on the Rosary, possibly the best ever written would be, of course, by St. Louis de Montfort, The Secret of the Rosary. That's probably the best one ever written. He wrote True Devotion, but maybe many of you probably don't know that he wrote The Secret of the Rosary also, where he explains the Rosary. And he tells the story of three little sisters, three little girls at about 8, 9, 10. So you ready? Okay, the Blessed Mother appears to the three of them. The first one she appears, she's dirty, her hair is disheveled, her dress is ripped, her shoes are dirty. Kind of looks ugly. The second one, is she appears dressed, but kind of in a shabby way. Not really attractive, but not dirty either. The third is, she's got a crown in her head, a beautiful dress, she's radiating light, she's got flowers in her, bouquet of flowers in her hand, she's smiling from ear to ear. Got the story? Okay, what's the interpretation? Mary said, okay, when you see me really dirty, hair unsheveled, my dress is ripped, is the way you pray the rosary. You're not paying attention when you pray the rosary. Hello? I know you can feel uncomfortable, not only children but adults. The second is you're praying the rosary, but as they say in Spanish, más o menos. Menos que más. Más o menos, menos que más. And the third, when Mary just radiating beauty and light and joy, she's shining, that's a person that really prays the rosary well. Question, which of those three little girls are you? It's a good story, isn't it? And I know we feel uncomfortable in hearing that because probably she appears in sometimes 1, 2, and 3. Sometimes 1, 2, and 3. The rosary, it's not an easy prayer. It's not an easy prayer to pray. Don't kid yourself. It's not easy. It demands a lot of discipline and goodwill. And I'm not saying that if you're the vision of Mary poorly dressed that you shouldn't pray the rosary. Pray it anyway. Pope John the 23rd said the only bad rosary is the rosary that was never prayed. But we want to try to upgrade. We want to try to improve how we're praying the rosary. And I'm challenging myself too, because I'm not a paragon of excellence when I pray the rosary. I do pray my rosaries. Yesterday I prayed my 4. Okay? But I probably get distracted more than all of you. Remember years ago, it was in October, I was kneeling down and praying the rosary before the pandemic. Soon as I started to pray the rosary, almost the whole 15 minutes, I was thinking, during the whole rosary, did the Yankees win? I mean, I just... And I was getting to the Hail Holy Queen. I said, I don't even remember the mysteries, no. So we all have distractions. But we should fight against the distractions. So I'm going to try to help, not, I'm saying us, because I'm probably more distracted than you are. I probably am. At least I'm trying to improve. I'm trying. And also, if your priest is so busy, we've got so many things in our heads, some things, if they get one more thing, I'm going to blow a circuit, I think, no? But let me give you an analogy that can help you out. You're listening? Or you're thinking about the Yankees or the Dodgers? By the way, they won yesterday in 11 innings against the Orioles. But... All of you can understand this. Okay, one of you say, Father, I want to talk with you about something really important. Say, okay, let's go. So maybe we're sitting outside at a picnic bench or in my room there. And what you're saying is really important. Okay, as soon as you start to talk, I do this. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. You're going to say in Mexican Spanish, la boca cerrada no entra moscas, right? And then after that, I go like this. Father, you're looking at your wrist. It's the other hand, arm that you have your watch on, okay? And I scratch my wig. You might be una caballera. That's kind of insulting. Because by yawning and looking at my watch and scratching my wig, mi peluca, what am I doing? By those gestures, I'm really saying by that I'm not really paying attention. Because we speak through body language too, right? We speak through words, but also body language says a lot. For example, if I take my hand and go like this, or go like this. Is that the same thing? Of course. No, this is a friendly gesture. This is an angry gesture. So if you understand that prayer is conversation with God, if we're willingly distracted, we're really saying that we're not really paying attention to Mary. Do you understand that? It's probably one of the best analogies I can give in prayer, because prayer is a conversation. It's a conversation between us and Mary and God. Another help can be this. Another help can be this. I don't think any of you are Jehovah Witnesses, are you? ¿Ustedes son testigos de Jehová? Un poco? So you're not Jehovah Witnesses, so we believe in images, don't we? So if you're praying your rosary at home, it's a good idea to create a prayer milieu, create the environment. Have a nice statue of Mary, or painting of Mary. Have that. The Mexicans, they love Our Lady Guadalupe. Great. I don't know if you love Our Lady Fatima. Maybe you prefer Our Lady Guadalupe. It's the same person, right? Maybe you like Our Lady of Lourdes. Very beautiful, right? And about the Filipinos, they love Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Right? Any Filipinos here? Our Lady of Perpetual Help, right? Many beautiful images. Having that image is very helpful. Then light a couple of candles. Then you can even burn some incense. But not marijuana, okay? Some incense. Incienso, okay? No yerba buena, okay? So when you have that, you're creating an environment. You're not a Quaker. You know the Quaker is? You're contemplating a white wall. That doesn't do anything to me. And then offer intentions. Before each mystery, this I offer for the Pope, for the souls in purgatory, for the conversion of sinners, for vocation to the priesthood. Offer this for the deathbed sinners. If you do that, that motivates you. And if you have a family of five, get each one to offer a special intention. So the daughter says, Mom, I have a great intention. I want to pray for the conversion of Mom and Dad. Amen? Let's skip the intentions, right? Amen or oh me, huh? So when we have these intentions, it motivates us to pray with greater fervor. So today, in which we honor Our Lady of Fatima and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, let's pray the rosary. But let's try to pray the rosary better. Amen? Pray for me, because I'm probably the worst, no? But at least I'm trying. And God believes in the nunc cepi. Let's try to pray the rosary the best we can. Amen.